Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
My mom says, when you're born a Catholic, you'll die a Catholic. She was Catholic to the bone. And when I met Keith, he was going to a church that on one Sunday, a Church of God pastor would speak, and on the next Sunday, a Baptist pastor would speak. Same congregation. Same congregation. But then on Sunday nights, he'd go to the Oneness Pentecostal Church because that's where his grandmother and grandfather took him to church when he was a little boy. So he had a little bit of everything. So my mother, Keith and I, like I said, dated from the time we were 13. So the Christmas of my senior year, Keith gave me an engagement ring, which is a normal Southern thing to do. They get married young. Yeah, how many of y'all know that? You know, so it wasn't a big deal. My mother pitched a fit. I mean, it was not happening. No way, no how, not happening. So the big reason was religious differences. And I didn't know it till later. She liked Keith, but she didn't like the religious stuff. Because there had been someone in our family that had married someone from the Oneness Pentecostal Church, and he told her she wasn't going to have to change, she wasn't going to have to do certain things. And the night that they got married, they got home, and he threw out all of her makeup and all of her jewelry and all of her clothes and all these things. And my mother was in total fear that that was going to happen to me. And I had already been approved to go to nursing school the next year, and she could see me doing this and doing that and doing this, and it just burst her bubble. Well, 2 days out of high school, Keith and I got married. Yes, we ran off. We tried 3 times. We finally got married. I wore blue jeans and a midriff showing tank top. And we still got married. The police chased us, pulled us over. One of our guys on our board told him they're trying to get married. He said, you better go home. But he told him anyway. Anyway, it's a long story. Most people would have said you wouldn't stay married. But we did. It was God, that we were together. And so it was well into our first year, Keith started going to the Pentecostal church every Sunday night. You've heard him tell the story. He'd go, and he'd go to the altar, and he'd pray, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Because that was why he was going to the Pentecostal church, because he knew he needed the Holy Spirit. And the Baptists and the Church of God church didn't believe in that. So he knew he needed that, because I had gotten a hold of some tapes that kind of taught on that. From Brother Copeland and Brother Savelle, and that's a whole nother story. But we had been kind of listening to that, so he knew he needed that. So we'd go every Sunday night. Now, mind you, we both have to be at work the next morning. He has to be at work at 6:30 in the morning, and I have to be at work at 8 in the morning. But every Sunday night, we would start. The service would be over at 10. If you know anything about those churches, they go long. Okay, 10 is when the altar call was given, so that's when it would start. You got it? 2 in the morning, we're still there. Every Sunday night. This got old to me. This was week after week after week after week after week after month after month after month. And I didn't know, I had no clue what he was even wanting. I was Catholic. I had just come from the Catholic Church into the Oneness Pentecostal Church, into the Baptist Church, into the Church of God Church. You talk about somebody being confused, it was me. And those are all, and the thing I look back on now is I see all the wonderful things each one had to offer. Yeah. Good points in each and every one of them.
Right.
But I got frustrated one night. And so I went, the altar is here. It was a little bitty church. They probably had 100 people there. There's a little wood altar here, probably about the same color as that podium. It had the bench on the top, just wood, and two little things that hold it up underneath it. And then they had one on that side. The men would all come to this side to pray, and the women would all come to this side to pray. Well, Keith, every time, would wind up on the end of this little altar thing, knelt down praying. I can see it just as clear as it was yesterday, because it happened so many times. So this one night, I said, I got to do something. And I said, Lord, I'm going up there. And I went up there and I prayed this. I remember it. Lord, if there's anything that I am doing or that I am not doing that is keeping Keith from getting whatever this thing is he wants, I'm sorry. Help me to know. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll change. I'll fix it. I give my life to you so that we can get this fixed. And I was standing there, and about that time, the anointing, the Holy Spirit of the Lord struck me so hard that I went down. I don't even remember it. I knew that the Lord struck me, but Keith says later, I went down and hit the back of my head so hard on the front wood pew. It's an old church, front wood pew. He thought I had cracked my head open. And I laid there for I don't even know how long. You'd have to ask him how long, so I don't even want to tell you because I don't know. But for a long time. But I do know this. When I woke up, he was still praying. And hours had passed. But when I woke up, everybody in the church was around me and saying, she got saved, she got saved, she got saved. It's time to get her baptized. That's what they believed. They believed that if you got saved, it was very important that you be baptized then. And you know what? I see great merit in it. And I don't know if it's because that's the way it worked for me, but because it goes together so well. And let me explain to you before I get back to my story. You remember Philip and the eunuch? They were going along. And the eunuch didn't understand what he was reading, and Philip got up there with him and explained it to him. And the first thing the eunuch said is there some water around here? What's preventing me from being baptized now? And he got baptized. And even Jesus told John, you got to baptize me. And John said, oh, no, not me, not me. Basically, I'm not worthy to baptize you. He said, but you have to. For all the things to be fulfilled like they're supposed to be fulfilled. You need to be baptized. So anyway, here I was. The whole church is around me, and they're telling me I need to be baptized. Well, I have on my dress, my hose, my heels, and it's probably 28 degrees outside. And raining. And I said, okay, let's do it. So everybody, repeat that word with me.
Everybody
in that church, as late as it was past midnight. And everybody had to get up and go to work the next day. Everybody in that church loaded up in their cars, and they went to, I think, the muddiest pond that they could find. And there was a steep bank And it kind of went down, kind of almost like the steps, but it was just a slick bank. I remember it to this day. Halfway down, it had a root that went across it that if it wouldn't have been there, I would have just slid right down like a slide. Going down it. Because remember this, I had my dress and hose on. All I had done was taken off my shoes. And the minister went out into the water about this deep. I can see him out there. He was a tall guy. And I got out there. But before I went out there, we got into the car with this couple. And all they told me the whole way there is believe that when you come up out of the water, you'll begin speaking in tongues. If they said it once, they said it 25 times. And it wasn't but a 5-10 minute ride. Believe that when you start coming up, you'll be speaking in tongues. Believe that when you start coming up, you'll be speaking in tongues. Did I bring my iPad out here? I forgot about that. Let me see if I kept on that part. Because I read something. And I didn't see that until yesterday. Put on the screen, NIV, Matthew 3:16. I was so surprised when I read this yesterday. As soon as Jesus was baptized, and he went up out of the water, at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Do you see that? They kept telling me, the minute that you go up, believe that you'll be speaking in tongues. So anyway, there I was. And I took a step off. We got there to the pond. Everybody's gathered around the pond. They're singing hymns and stuff. And I'm just looking at Keith and I'm kind of scared. But I just kept thinking, when I come up out of the water, and I kept saying it under my breath, when I come up out of the water, I'm going to be speaking in tongues. When I come up out of the water, I'm going to be speaking in tongues. When I come up out of the water, I'm going to be speaking in tongues. What happens when you go down in the water? You're a dead sinner. You're an old sinner. All your sins are going down with you in the water. When you start your motion upward, what is it? You're clean. You're brand new. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.